Welcome back, everyone. How's lunch? Good?
Okay. Hello. Test.
Okay. So we'll be moving on to our next session. It's titled Deploying System Center Configuration Manager R2 Infrastructure with MDT 2013. Please welcome our speaker, J.R. Barrios. He's an infrastructure consultant for Avanade Singapore and also a Microsoft MVP for software packaging, deployment, and servicing. He's focusing on Windows deployment. Please clap your hands.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So, yep, good afternoon. So, who's using MDT here in the room? Show of hands. Yeah. So, all right, we'll be discussing that today. So, fortunately, this is my only slide here. So MDT, so before deployment, we've been using disk and diskettes before. Like, who can imagine deploying a Windows 98 with a bootable disk and a CD right now for a day with like 100 machines? So you cannot do that. You cannot do it today. So with MDT, it will make your life easier. So it's faster. Okay. You have total control. So how many times have you been to a customer like asking for a administrator rights? So meaning with if you're using MDT, you're in total control with everything that you do, especially when doing the build of your operating system. So, okay. So, what is MDT? Okay. So, I have here an MDT server. So, it's just recently launched. It's the MDT 2013 update. So, currently, it's just supporting light touch deployment, so there's no support for SCCM yet. So this is your workbench where you do basically all your stuff. So all right, let me just go back to my slide. So we're starting demo now. Okay. So setting up MDT environment. So what I have right now is just a background. So so there are available tools or solutions online there. So I do believe in the philosophy of stealing with pride. So meaning you get to use whatever it is available online and use it according to your requirements. So there's a toolkit that is available from deployment research. It's called Dehydration Kit. So it's a small package. So what it does, it will create your deployment share. It's basically pre-populated deployment share. Okay. So if I refresh this, this is actually a System Center suite deployment share. So, okay, as you can see, there's SCCM, AD, and MDT orchestrator. So I made use of this, which now my demo environment. So what I did is copy over several stuffs here from the scripts and custom settings. So these are the rules. So don't mind the product key. This is a demo product key. All right. So basically, this is your MDT. Okay. So I've already imported the Windows technical server technical preview. All right. So excuse me. Then I created the SCCM. The SCCM infrastructure, task sequences. So this is your task sequence. So basically, task sequence is a list of tasks, a step-by-step task to deploy your servers or environment. Okay. So first thing is, yep. How many of you have created a reference image using MDT? You can import the operating system from its package directly by importing it from here. Go to the operating system node, then import the full source, then just browse for the directory. So why do we need to create a reference image? I'll just jump into my other. Okay, so we do this because we need to customize. We need to customize our image based on our requirements. So what's good with MDT, which we do recommend to create your reference image in MDT compared to SCCM, because in SCCM you cannot do a suspend. Okay, so here I've added a suspend task sequence. So meaning your task sequence will be paused and you can do anything or you can customize your image according to your preference. Then after that, there's a resume button to let you continue the imaging of your OS, then eventually capturing your image. Okay, that's the reason why you need to have a reference image created. All right, so that's how you set up your MDT environment. Okay, and building a reference image. Okay, so right now, so creating task sequence. So I'll just go through. So this is a ready-made task sequence that I created using the dehydration kit. Okay. So this is a step-by-step sequence. So after that, you have to just inject the, for example, we're deploying a Active Directory. Okay, so just have to add a role from this drop-down option. Then select the, for example, DNS. Then you select the AD. So there's a script that allows you to do the AD configuration, which is calling actually a custom settings from here in your control folder. So in your control folder, this is where you define your settings according to your configuration. So you have the DNS address, gateway, you set your IP address, the IP address of your operating system. Okay, you define your Active Directory configuration. Okay, password. Then click on finish. So once you've completed this one, all you have to do is right click and update your deployment share. Okay. Then you have to, so there's a several ways how to deploy this. It can be deployed on an offline media, meaning ISO, and it can also be deployed through the network. You have to set up a WDS server where you can pixie boot it from the network. So for this demo, I created an offline media, which is, where is it? Which around, sorry, 18 gig. So this includes, this includes the whole deployment share of your MDT, including your, well, this includes the AD and SECM infrastructure. So after that, so after you've created the offline media, you need to create a your virtual machines. So I've already created this script to run. So load this. It will take time. So in MDT, you can also customize your background, something new. So it will take time. And so let's talk about the scripts that are included in my deployment share. Okay. So here's again the task sequence for creating ED. So at the end part, we have this create an AD structure. So basically, what it means is you can pre-create your OU structure and users, including your service accounts and normal user accounts. So I'll just create it here, open this one. So this is a ready-made script which I've edited. So as you can see, there's a build account for MDT, join account, config manager service accounts, and yep, created a user accounts like J, Luke, Vader, and Yoda. So so this is the these are the task sequence that I already created, which is pointing actually from this deployment share. Okay, so I'll go ahead and okay, this is the very first thing that you have to deploy is your AD, because all the rest would be dependent on your Active Directory Active Directory. So it will, in my count, it took around 10 minutes to deploy an AD server. So one of the features of MDT is it can also monitor what's going on in your deployment. Okay, so I'll just leave this guy running. Yes. Yes, it can. Through WMA query, you can actually put it here in your rules. So the computer type. So the WMIC query for that would be CS product. Then you just have to segregate your drivers per model. Yeah, but for this demo, I haven't included that. So we're deploying. Yes, that is correct. And it's you can reference it to the MDT documentation. It's there. Yep. So. Okay. Let me just. Start this one. I've already deployed this morning. Okay. All right, I'll go back to this task sequence. So I'll go to the task sequence for the SCCM. All right. So what I did from here is install all the components in one server. So of course I installed the operating system, .NET framework, install WDS, configure it, install the prerequisite, which is the IIS, did a restart, install the SQL Server 2012 SP2, I turned off the firewall, I configured the memory usage, I installed ADK, I did extend the AD schema for config manager, set the permission in the AD SI, and installed configuration manager 2012 R2. So the end result was So remember, I showed you the configure AD infrastructure. So, yep, the users are there, the OUs are there. All right, yeah, the users are there. Okay, and then for SCCM. Finished this morning. Okay. So you would expect that it would be joined to the domain, and SCCM would be installed. So unfortunately, I think my task sequence did not complete. All right. So I'll jump back to one of the to my 2013 update on server. So, and discuss about the difference with MDT 2013. So in update one for MDT, so the task sequence here is, as you can see, the new thing here is they have the rules, and Windows 10 is already included in the drop-down menu. But it's still not working. There's a lot of bugs since this is a technical preview. So we need to wait for them to fix it before we can really use it. So it's really recommended to just test it out in your lab environment and not in production, obviously. So, well, the workaround for installing the ADDS would be PowerShell command, which is just the import module and install Windows feature, which I called out here in. So one thing in MDT is you can blend everything according to your. There's a flexibility in how you do deployment. So it's either it's a script base or it's a built-in sequence from MDT itself. So here, I decided to install AD role from a PowerShell script, which is here in the scripts folder. So it's just a simple two-liner. So there you go. You'll have the MDT, Active Directory, domain services role installed, then as well as the .NET framework, IIS for SCCM, it's through PowerShell as well. So yeah, so that flexibility, as you can see in MDT, is limitless. It depends on how you, what's your approach in deploying it. So let's go back to my other server and check out. So as you can see, it's installing DNS right now. So I'm actually deploying a AD on a Windows 2012 R2 AD. So let's see the monitoring here. So we're still. So, well, the time resetted when it restarted. So, yep, it's installing ADDS role. So it's quite fast. In my previous project, we deployed 2 AD, 1 SCCM server, 2 operations manager, 2 SQL servers, and 2 IIS servers. And I think we have a TFS servers. We just deployed it in half a day, actually. So you deploy Windows clients through SCCM, but it's more flexible if you deploy your servers through MDT. And what we did is we actually have this. We gave the ISO, the whole chunk of ISO, to our customer and says, and we said that if ever this you need to rebuild your data center for some reason it crashed down, you can just redeploy it using this ISO. So it can be also considered as a disaster recovery if you need to redo your or rebuild your data center. So that's how that's how fast it is to deploy an entire infrastructure with MDT. So yep. Okay, so I think it's a quick demo for. Oops, sorry. It's a quick demo this afternoon. So we've already covered deploying the Config Manager infrastructure. And how many times? I still have 20 minutes. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Okay.
where is it? Sorry? On the test sequence. This one. On two different. Yep. Okay. Actually, no, because this is only, you're deploying only a domain controller. And this one, I'm deploying a config manager server. So you cannot actually, we're deploying a SCCM infrastructure. So obviously we need a DC and a separate one for config manager. Okay. Okay. Yes, it is. Sorry?
How do you segregate one role from another?
One role from another.
Yeah.
For this one. Sorry, I didn't quite understand your question.
So the question is, there is a DC role and a SCCM role.
Yep.
Right? I want to install in the same task sequence. Plain simple question.
Uh-huh.
It should only install one role whenever I ask to install DC. I want to install DC. Whenever I ask them to, whenever I ask the task sequence to install SCCM, it should install SCCM. But I don't want two different task sequences. Is it possible?
I haven't tried that yet. Yep. Yeah, that's a good question. All right, any more question before I pass it over to the next speaker? By the way, the references is this deployment guys, deployment research and deployment bunny. So yeah, this is where I normally go to when I'm doing a research or yeah, search for Johan or Mikael. They'll probably answer if you have questions. So this is my blog and email. So yeah, maybe I'll do a research about your question, then probably post it in my blog. So yeah, with that, fill in your evil forms for the lucky draw tomorrow. And yep, yeah, thank you for your time.
Let's give a round of applause for Jay.